National Rural News.
The founder of Carevan has also been honoured with a Medal of the Order of Australia this Queen's Birthday. Dr. John Brabant created the program in 2009 after reading a story in the local paper about disadvantaged and homeless people in northern Victoria. I caught up with Dr. Brabant, who says he's humbled to have received the honour.
It's easier to turn away than to care, and I decided to sort of turn it around into it's easier to care than to turn away. And so I started up the care van in Albury Wodonga, and we're out now 5 or 6 nights a week in Albury Wodonga area, providing sort of frontline social inclusion and giving the people a meal. It's more about the social inclusion than the helping of families, because in Australia there's 2 million Australians seek food relief from charity and community groups each year. And with the rising cost of energy and food, sometimes even becomes a discretionary item. So we're helping in that respect, and it's now gone to Griffith, it's gone to Armidale, we're starting one up in Tamworth, Wangaratta's got one, and Blacktown in Sydney's got one. So the concept's grown. And then in Albury Wodonga, we use a kids' cooking and caring program whereby kids in the more wealthier schools volunteer in year 9 to cook one morning a week for the caravan. So those meals then go out with the caravan. And all the meals down here, we get donated some of the raw supplies, but the kids in the wealthier schools cook for the care van, and then go out at the end of term and meet those people they've been cooking for, and develops a sense of compassion and social responsibility. So the principals of the schools love it. And the third program we've got is the Sun Smiles program, where I take university students from, say, Sydney University, and we go into the disadvantaged primary schools, and we teach them with puppets how to clean their teeth, and every 6 months they get a dental education and fluoride varnish, which cuts their decay rate by 40%. And by doing this, we can probably change a generation of disadvantaged kids and provide a better chance for them to go out and break out of the cycle of poverty.
The expansion of Carevan there to other regional cities, as you mentioned, the issue of homelessness, you don't necessarily see it in a rural and regional setting, where as you can see it more often than not on the streets in our capital cities. How bad is the issue of homelessness and also rough sleeping in the regions?
It's more, it's a different type of homelessness in rural areas, in that a lot of them are couch sleepers. In other words, they're homeless, but they're living on someone's couch or going from couch to couch. Or they're more hidden down by rivers or in parks that are less obvious. The country sort of homeless situation is much less obvious, but very, very prevalent. I mean, right across Australia, you've got 17.75% of kids living in poverty. So it's not all about the homelessness. It's about people and families living in poverty.
Dr. John Brabant, OAM, speaking on his Queen's Birthday honour. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.